One should not be stingy with the water that he's using when the Tzidus Shadayim, even though he can do it both hands with the Revius, which is very hard technically, because the Revius is quite small, especially if you're using the Chaim Dor, even if it has an issue of Revius, it's pretty small. It's not a shame, you don't have to, these big things have a whole quart, a whole liter of water in them, in the Tzidus Shadayim, which is enough for both hands. The chef, even though mitzvahs, we generally make the bracha before the mitzvah, the minhag is to make the bracha after the Tzidus Shadayim, since sometimes the hands are not clean before you make the bracha on them. So the chatchila is to make the bracha after you wash your hands, but before you dry the hands. If one made the bracha before he washed his hands, it's alright. Just wash your hands right after it's a bad hefzer. If you make a hefzer, then it doesn't work. But if you forgot to make the bracha until after you dried your hands, so the Shulchan Aruch passes, the Ramah passes, that you make the bracha afterwards. The Shulchan brings from that reading that you could, even if you dried your hands, you still didn't make a bracha, till the point of time you make the bracha ala moitzi. But if you make the bracha ala moitzi, you can't make the bracha until you die. Unless your hands are still wet, which shouldn't be wet because you should dry your hands before you eat the moitzi. So you have a situation, you did something wrong and you gained something. Yeah, as you said, one should make sure to make the bracha before he dries his hands. It's also not practice it while you're drying your hands because you should not be involved in anything else when you're making a bracha. The Taz is more stringent. He says once you dry your hands, you cannot make the bracha, even if you did not say that moitzi yet. But the nice thing, Mishra says, one can. If you have it, if you did dry his hands, don't make the bracha to your sedan. You should be very careful not to do so. Make the bracha before you dry your hands.